I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, sensing the meaning of words from their sound. A study in next week's issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences explores the connection.
Researchers studied the sound or phonology of more than 3,000 nouns and verbs. Then they analyzed how typical these sounds are in relation to one another.
For the findings, we sounded at one of the authors at Cornell University, Morten Christensen.
There is a standard case of onomatopoeia where, you know, when you hear the word buzz, it sort of very directly indicates what that word means. But in general, the relationship between the sound of a word and what it refers to or what it means is sort of more arbitrary. But what we have found is that there is actually some information in the words themselves that can tell you whether a word is a noun or a verb, and then is that something that people are sensitive to.
How did you test this?
We had people reading sentences on a computer screen, word by word, so one word at a time. And essentially, they're just looking at a screen, they press the space bar, and then a word will come up on a screen, and then another word when they press the space bar next. And we measure how long it takes them to reach each word. And what we found was that when people are reading the nouns that were typical in terms of what they sound like of other nouns, then people would read these words faster than if you had a word, say a noun, that was more actually verb-like in what it sounds like.
Well, I'm curious, is there an application to, one thing that comes to mind would be maybe technical writing instructions. If you were writing instructions and you wanted people to read them as quickly as possible, maybe in case of an emergency, you would choose, what advice, you know, might you have in terms of choice of nouns or verbs or...
I actually haven't thought about it, but it's actually a very good idea, I think. Certainly, you could potentially make certain set of instructions more easily to comprehend, at least allow people to comprehend them faster, if you could potentially find nouns and verbs. And the same would go for other kinds of words, such as adjectives.
That are common, and maybe you have some examples?
Well, it's not just common, but it's something about the typicality of the words themselves. Now, I can give you examples, but unfortunately, this kind of typicality is very subtle. So I can say marble, for instance, is a very typical noun in terms of its phonology, whereas insect is not. But if you just hear the two words, you're not really going to be sort of able to pick out which one is which. But nonetheless, if you were to read this word on an experiment, you would read marble faster than you would read insect.
Now, does this have applications? Could this be applied to learning of English as a foreign or second language?
Well, actually, we have a study that currently being in the process of being written up, where what we did was that we created new words, words that don't exist in English, so these are called non-words. And then we gave them to 6 and 7 and 8-year-old kids, and we asked them to essentially listen to one of these words, and then they would see two pictures, one of an action, such as somebody throwing something, or a picture of an object. It could be sort of any object, such as, you know, a house or something. And we asked them to point to which one they thought the word referred to. Now, this was done in the context of we had a little puppet that was speaking a foreign language, and they had to figure out what the puppet was trying to tell them.
And how did it turn out?
Well, it turned out that that these 6, 7, and 8-year-olds were actually sensitive to what we call phonological typicality, that is, that there's something about the sounds of words that are typical of whether they're a noun or a verb. And they're sensitive to this, such that in particular for verb-like non-words, they were much more likely to choose the picture of the action than of the object.
Morten Christensen is a psychology professor at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. He concedes that the concept of phonological typicality may seem a little abstract, but he hopes this research will lead to a better understanding of how children and adults acquire language with the help of certain cues like sound.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And if you're an English learner or just interested in language, then visit our website at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.